Hello, friends, and welcome back. I'd like to share with you what I think is the biggest mistake Catholics make in the spiritual life. A number of years ago, I was doing a parish mission, and in between the talks in the evening, we went down into the basement for coffee and some snacks. And I sat down at a table and started speaking with an elderly woman. And in the conversation, I realized, and she shared with me, that she was in her mid-90s, so in the evening of life. We continued our conversation, and then it was time for the second talk, so we got up and we began to walk towards the stairs. And to the left of the stairs was an elevator. And I assumed that she just wanted to take the elevator, so I motioned for her to go ahead of me, and I was going to accompany her up. And then she said, "Oh no, at my age, you use it or you lose it." And she pointed to the stairs. And so we went up the stairs. And what struck me was that she understood at her age, unless she used her legs, her leg muscles, she would lose use of her legs. And I thought, this is a great analogy for the spiritual life. Unless we exercise our faith regularly, we will lose our faith. You know, we might look back at our faith journey and recognize there are certain experiences of faith that we've had, real true encounters of God. And those should be celebrated. But unless we continue to exercise our faith, we're going to lose our faith, even if we've had those incredible mountaintop experiences and saw God face to face. It's possible to still lose our faith. So how do we exercise our faith so that we don't lose it? Prayer. The biggest mistake I think Catholics make is not having daily prayer. St. Thomas said, "Moreover, prayer is the most necessary weapon of defense against our enemy. He who does not avail himself of it is lost." Now, some might say, "Whoa, Ken, I think the biggest mistake is not praying daily. I think it's not going to Mass on Sunday." You know, not going to Mass on Sunday willfully when you can is certainly a big mistake. It's mortal sin. But you know, it's possible to be in certain life situations where you simply can't get to Mass. It's beyond your control. In that case, it's not sin. And so it is still possible. If you look at the history of the church, certain saints didn't have access to the Mass all the time, yet they still grew in great sanctity with Jesus. And how did they do that? By means of prayer. Some might say, "Well, Ken, I think the biggest mistake is not going to receive the Eucharist. I think the biggest mistake is not going to confession regularly." And I think that would be a pretty big mistake. Yes, if we have the means to go to confession regularly, we should. However, even if we confess mortal sin and have true contrition in the sacrament for mortal sin, and we leave and we don't pray daily, we will return to our old ways, like a dog returning to its vomit. We need to have strength to amend our lives, and one of those ways that we obtain that strength is through prayer. You know, there's certain things in the spiritual life we just can't do unless we pray. St. Augustine says, "It is true that man, in consequence of his weakness, is unable to fulfill some of God's commands with his present strength and the ordinary graces given to all men, but he can easily, by prayer, obtain such further aid as he requires for his salvation. God commands not impossibilities, but by commanding, he suggests to you to do what you can, to ask for what is beyond your strength, and he helps you, that you may be able." You know, God doesn't command impossibilities. There might seem situations in our life where it seems impossible to obey him. It seems like the standard is sometimes too high. And so there's this tendency to want to lower the standard for everyone so then we can achieve it. But that's not the right approach, because if we see that something, for example, the virtue of chastity, is just simply out of reach, we can't do it, we should see that then not as an impossibility, but an invitation from God to seek his grace. Because God does not command impossibility. So if it seems out of reach, well, then we should pray and we should have confidence to know that God will give us the grace to achieve what he commands us to do. Consider this. Can a warrior defend himself without weapons? Or can a bird soar into the air without wings? Or can a ship arrive at its destination without a sail or rudder? And of course, the answer is no. It's not possible. And in a spiritual life, can we fight against the devil without prayer? Can we rise above our temptations and detach from this earth without prayer? And can we arrive at the shores of eternal happiness without prayer? St. Alphonsus says, "Whoever prays is certainly saved. He who does not pray is certainly damned. All the blessed have been saved by prayer. All the damned have been lost through not praying. If they had prayed, they would have not been lost. And this is and will be their greatest torment in hell, to think how easily they might have been saved just by asking God for his grace, but that now it is too late. The time of prayer is gone." And the great news is the time of prayer is not gone. Is your heart still beating? Is there breath still coming from your lungs? Is there still thoughts going through that gray matter? And if so, praise God. God has given us the gift of life. Let us make good use of it. Now, I know that you know this, but I'm just reminding you of what you already know to be true. You gotta pray, and you gotta pray daily. Don't waste your life. This is my encouragement to you. And it is a great blessing for me to come to you every week like this and encourage you. I hope that you're blessed. Now, to make this a little easier, at the end of this video, I am linking to the Divine Chaplet of Mercy. It's short, 15 minutes. It's recited by your children. If you want to jump on this grace of prayer right now, just click the link at the end of this video. And friends, remember to pray daily. We'll see you next Wednesday.